How many of you folks out there claim to be a redneck? Be a redneck, holler one time. If you ain't a redneck, holler one time. Sing on key. His mother made him what he is. Where's the wind? It's up his wall, redneck mother. Your mother who has raised son so well. I'm 34 and getting all drunk in this country music palace on a Saturday night. Well, he sure does love to drink that old Pearl beer. He likes to chase it now with that Jack Daniel Black Label liquor. He drives a 1957 GMC pickup truck. It's got a gun rack and a goat ropers need more love bumper stickers. Skull spit all over it. And it's up his wall, redneck mother. Your mother who has raised sons so well. I'm 34, getting drunk down in this honky tonk. Just kicking long hair's asses. The mud flaps that my old mama gave me for my pickup truck. Oh, it's for the oil that I have to put in my pickup truck cause the motors wore out, didn't it? T is for tip like him old vegan dollar pardon guy. H is Merle Haggard. E is for an old rotten egg. And R is for a redneck and it's sons of well. He's now 34, drinking down in honky tonk. Just kicking hip his asses and raising hell. Everybody sing along. All right, all right. And it's up his wall, redneck mother. A mother who has raised sons of well. If you're redneck, say yeah. If you're a redneck, say hell yeah. Kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. If you're a hippie, say yeah. Yeah. If you're a hippie, say hell yeah. Yeah. All you rednecks and hippies now, don't y'all get no fight out there now. We're gonna do you a tune right here, right now. That's a brand new one put out by Hank Williams Jr. I'm going to send it out to all them good folks that's kin to me that come right out of Carroll County. My granddaddy's name was Lawrence Bishop Tucker, and I'm damn proud of him. He was a left-handed fiddler and used to win every damn fiddler contest there was in the state, son. And I'm going to sing this song right here, and he's in heaven right now, and I'm going to send it out to him. It's one... something called family tradition. It goes like this. The country music slangers are all a part of the family. But lately they've disowned a few others and me. I guess it's because I kinda changed my direction. I guess I went and broke their old family tradition. And you know me after girl, why do you drink? Son, why do you roll that smoke? And why must you live out the song that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just a carrying on an old family tradition. And mine ain't exactly the same. Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my unique position. Cause if I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. And you know, and ask people, why do you drink? So why do you smoke at a dope? Thank you.